Esperanza Panetta commented on Flirty Ex-Girlfriend Sees You at a Party and said, "You should make another one of these, but where we don't get back together with her." I don't know, I feel like that might be a little depressing. I like my happy endings. Although, that is probably a little more realistic. Catherine McKenzie commented on becoming roommates with your best friend's older sister and said, "The way you do comfort is always so cozy, so believable. It feels like getting wrapped up in a big hug. Thank you for sharing it with us." That is so sweet. Thank you, Catherine. Aww. That Gundam guy Z commented on popular girl cries in your arms at her party and said, "What does F4A stand for?" I see this question a lot. It's a good question. F4A means female for all. So basically it means female voice for anyone to listen to. So if I were a male, it would be M4A, because male for all, if that makes sense. Jonathan Gonzalez commented on sharing a room with your enemy and said, "Great video. Also, why is she our enemy?" Enemy was kind of an exaggeration. I just titled it that because it sounds better than like sharing a room with your acquaintance who you only sort of get along with. But the listener just isn't very fond of her because all the listener really knows about her is that she got kicked out of her parents' house. So the listener is kind of assumes that she's trouble. Also, she smokes and has tattoos because she's edgy, and that makes her a little intimidating, I guess. Praetorian commented on sharing a room with your enemy and said, "I honestly would be fine listening to Glow read an instruction booklet, haha." That's sweet. I should start a series on my channel where I read, like, different instruction manuals. That would be riveting. Morningstar commented on sharing a room with your enemy and said, "Full audio on Patreon, nah." I'm sorry. I really am sorry. I feel so annoying when I post previews, to be honest. But, like, it's my source of income, so I'm sorry, okay? Penultimate H commented on your little sister's babysitter has a crush on you and said, "Not to shoot myself in the foot here, but why don't my parents just pay me to sit my sister? Am I some kind of arsonist?" Well, in the audio you had work, but then you got off work early, unexpectedly, so that's why. But you very well could also be an arsonist. I don't know you, so. The random game designer commented on your little sister's babysitter has a crush on you and said, "I feel like these ASMR people audios are getting more distant. Like soon it will be best friends, little sisters, cousins, babysitters, sister accidentally confesses." I like that. That's coming up next. We'll see if YouTube even will let me have that long a title. I might have to reduce it to like cousin's best friend's hairstylist. Erin Herbert commented on popular girl cries in your arms at her party and said, "Want some toothpaste?" I do, thanks. I was gonna ask. Focused Games commented on tending to your wounds during zombie apocalypse and said, "Not gonna lie, let's all be real. We would all want a zombie apocalypse to happen." See, I actually really did when I was like 16. I was in my Walking Dead phase. Love that show so much. I was very obsessed. And the idea of a zombie apocalypse really grew on me because I wouldn't have school. I'd have a group of fellow survivors and we'd all kind of band together and look out for each other. We'd live on like a farm or something. But truthfully, I don't think I'd survive. I think I'd be like the very first person to die. So a zombie apocalypse is probably not in my best interest. Extra Account commented on supervillain captures you and wants your help and said, "You gotta wonder what these people's powers are. If she has no powers but possesses the intellect to construct a nuke, Why couldn't she come up with a proper defense to convince people or at least take this family safe thing to court? And what kind of powers does the listener have? How exactly is he being bound by this villain? Those are some excellent questions, all of which I do not have the answer to. When I wrote that script, I was just making it up as I went along, I think. I didn't really have a plan, and I also was too lazy to make it make a whole lot of sense. So, not my best work. See, that's the nice thing about writing role plays, though, because you can kind of leave the details out, like the listener's superpowers, for example, and like just pretend, oh, the listener gets to decide. Who knows? Commented on your little sister's babysitter has a crush on you and said, I smell colors. That's impressive. See, that's a cool superpower. Vamps commented on best friend's girlfriend asks to sleep in your tent and said, this is the most toe-curling, sheet-gripping, cow-mooing, dog-barking, cat-purring, soup-slurping, head-banging, chair-rocking, table-turning ASMR video I have ever seen, and I love it. Wow, what a compliment. Thank you. Andre commented on the same video and said, why such things have to be so complicated? It could all be so easy if there was enough courage to confess to your crush what you are feeling. Well, I know such things are easier said than done. What I'm thinking about is, why do you date somebody you are obviously not interested in, but do it because you think your best friend thinks you'd be a nice couple? Anyway, nice video as always. Thanks for all the work you are doing for us, Afterglow. Aw, you're welcome. Thank you. Here's how I think about it. So, my character likes the listener. She thinks that maybe, just maybe, the listener is taking her out on a date, but she isn't sure if it's a date. Because maybe they're just at the movies as friends. Because they hang out alone all the time anyway, so it's not totally unusual for them to be, like, watching a movie together. But then, the listener's friend shows up, and he's just kind of a fumbling idiot. And like before they know it, he's totally moving in on the girl. And so she is like, oh, okay, I guess this makes sense. My friend is trying to set me up. So then, of course, she thinks that the listener actually isn't interested in her. And so her hopes are crushed and she's a little hurt. And she just kind of goes with it because she's like, okay, I guess I'll just try to move on. Maybe I'll give this guy a shot. And the listener is just kind of too stunned to do anything. He also doesn't want to just like blurt out, dude, you're ruining my date. Because the listener never blatantly told the girl that it was a date. The listener was kind of going to feel things out first, try to see if she wants it to be a date. Because, you know, they've been friends for a while. Anyway, now the friend and the girl are talking about the movie and laughing and whispering to each other, and the girl thinks that that's what the listener wants. And yeah, that's where it all went wrong. I'm aware it only makes like 80% of sense, but that's okay. Hex1099 commented, you can't just leave us on a cliffhanger and not expect us to ask for a part two. See, okay, that's the thing. I didn't think of it as a cliffhanger. Like, at the end, she breaks up with the mean friend, and she and the listener finally know how they've always felt about each other. But maybe they take some time before actually becoming a couple, because that's the healthy, mature thing to do. Anyway, I meant for the ending to be like, yay, okay, they're on track to maybe one day becoming more than friends. Like, it wasn't supposed to be a cliffhanger. And I feel bad because I think the majority of people saw it that way and are expecting a part two. And as usual, I did not intend on making a part two. I'm sorry. Swine Rider commented, Unrealistic. What dumbass friend would invade his buddy's cinema night when he's obviously there with a girl he likes? A true wingman would F right off. And if not, he's going to have problems right there. Yeah, well, the friend is just supposed to be kind of dumb and self-absorbed and not very considerate. You know, like the sidekick in a rom-com who the main character is friends with because, like, they've just always kind of been friends, even if the guy isn't a very good friend. That's what I was going for. Obviously, though, he still deserves better, but everyone, it's a complicated situation. It's supposed to have lots of drama, and yeah. Anyway, I'm gonna wrap this up. I love you guys, and I hope you all had a good weekend. Mwah.